Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is not a mistake, some misstep in the cosmic trajectory of history. The crowds crying out, "Crucify," are not out of accord with the holy will of God. The loudest voice calling for the death by crucifixion of the incarnate Word, the eternal second person of the Trinity become man, is that of God the Father. The crowd chose Barabbas, but it is God's will that the murderer, the insurrectionist, the one whose name cryptically means Son of the Father, gets his freedom today. And the real, eternal Son of the Father, by whose creative power every one of these people in the crowd lives and moves and breathes, goes to die. He gives them breath, and with their breath they sentence him to die. But this is good. This is God's will. And also, ironically, the will of sinners. If you want a proof text against your friends who think that the route to salvation is by choosing Jesus, here it is. What will sinners choose? Given the choice between a murderer and the Prince of Life, between a rebel and the righteous one, between Barabbas and Jesus, whom would you choose? Barabbas every time. Barabbas lives because Jesus dies. Barabbas' allies are those like him who are completely unable to obey the holy law of God. Sinners always have each other's backs. Barabbas' murderous temperament is not nearly as threatening to you as Jesus' holiness. The holiness of God causes sinless angels to shield themselves and cry, "Holy, holy, holy." What hope then can sinful men have? The holiness of God is terrifying, rightly terrifying to sinners. It would kill them if he let them see his glory. No one chooses Jesus, not to live or be Lord of your life anyway. Give up your deluded, pious pretensions that were you there when they crucified your Lord, you'd have stood up for him. Stop telling yourself that it is by the exertion of your will that you have become a Christian, given your heart to Jesus. Your sinful will would not give your heart to Jesus, whatever that means. It would pierce his heart. In a heartbeat or less, you would nail God to the cross and wait until he is cold and dead before you felt safe. Given the choice between making Jesus your Savior or making Barabbas your companion, you would choose Barabbas. When you ask sinners to choose a holy God, that's exactly what happens. Kill the God, save the criminal every time. And this is good. This is God's will. Imagine Barabbas' surprise. In the morning, he's in prison, probably with a death sentence. By lunchtime, he's at some quaint little Jerusalem bistro when the sky goes black and the waiter has to apologize that they can't make his LLT sandwich since all the leftover lamb was burned up last night. Even Pilate was pushing for the crowd to choose Jesus. But in what seemed like a stroke of good, dumb luck, but was in fact divine providence, from before the foundation of the world, they chose him instead. Barabbas will live, Jesus will die. The sinner goes free, God will be crucified. Barabbas, then, is an icon of every Christian. God would rather give his son to death on the cross rather than let this jerk, this murderer, this sinner, this representative of you pay for his own transgressions. You, like Barabbas, are free to go. The death of Jesus has set you free. You did not choose him, but he has chosen you in the waters of holy baptism to be his own. His death counts as yours. It is finished. Your sinful rebellion and the just wrath of God it earned you is finished, reversed. Jesus died so you may live. Go have lunch with Barabbas. Go back to your vocations and live and love and serve. You are completely free. No one has a claim to you. It is finished. You are forgiven. You are Christ's. This is good. This is God's will. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.